Because family customer support. My name is Kira. How may I assist you?
Pardon me. My name is Sharon Madsen. Kira, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a charge on my Capital One account that I did not make, and this is the phone number it gives.
Okay. Just hold on. Just bear with me for a minute. See if I can pull up an account for you, okay?
Sure.
All right. Can you provide me with the zip code, please?
48827.
Okay. First to last name for me?
Sharon Matson, M-A-T-T-S-O-N.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can you verify the address that's on the account for me, please?
501 King Street, number 216, Eaton Rapids, Michigan.
Okay, thank you so much for the information. So I do see here where you did a sweepstakes for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
No.
You paid like maybe $1 to $2 for the entry of the sweepstakes?
No. No, I did not. I don't know if my sister made a mistake and did that, but no, whatever it is, I want it canceled.
Okay, so if you didn't do it, then it's going to be like a fraud situation, being that you didn't did it and money was taken out of your account.
Well, I've called Capital One and it's being disputed, but I just got your number off the statement. That's why I'm calling you, because no, I did not approve this purchase.
Okay, so have you already disputed this purchase?
With Capital One, yes. I just called you as a courtesy. Because
okay.
I didn't know who it was or what it was.
Okay, so since you already disputed it, the only thing I can do is get you counseled out of the subscription.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, since you already disputed disputed it with your credit card company, the only thing I can do is cancel you out of the subscription as of now. In order for you to get that money fully refunded, you have to have your credit card company on the line, saying they will drop the dispute, and then we'll give you that full refund back. If your credit card company is already disputing it, then it's out of our hands.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have to call them back again and say, call you and
yes.
Tell you it's going to go into dispute.
Okay, they have to tell us they're going to drop the dispute. If they drop the dispute, then we can fully refund you.
Oh, if they drop the dispute.
We can fully refund you.
Okay, I will call them and tell them that. So then you will confirm to them you've dropped it.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay. Do I need a number or anything to give them?
Okay. The number that you got found on your statement, just give it to them and let them call us in. Call into us.
Okay. So call them back and tell them. They just have to call you and say they've dropped the dispute. What if they haven't put it through yet?
Okay, then they just need to call us and know that they haven't did it yet, and then we'll fully refund you for those funds because the account is already canceled out.
Okay. So one way or another, I'll get it back.
Correct.
Okay, well, I thank you for your help, and I'll give them a call. And
uh-huh.
And so if it doesn't dispute, you're sending a refund automatically.
Correct.
And if it disputes, then you're not.
Correct. Then you do have to get your bank been already taking care of those funds, so we can't refund you back if they already disputed it.
Okay, I'll give them a call.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.